This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 182. Welcome everyone to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting on location here in New Orleans for the Mardi Gras weekend. Kind of weird audio here because I'm podcasting in the courtyard where Mike's apartment is. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I saw a lot of celebrities during the parades, and I caught a lot of beads. Well, I didn't show anything to get those beads, okay guys? I called up Ray during the parade, and the audio is kind of bad, so please bear with me. And then I had Mike and George in the show, George from Austin, and we talked about more about the parade. So we all in all, we had fun. Okay, guys, so here's some audio from the parade, from Mardi Gras.
Hey Ray, happy Mardi Gras. Hello. Hey, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah. You're on live right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm here at the middle of the parade, and I just wanted to call you and podcast from here. So what's going on? What's going on? Oh, really?
The bears wore me out yesterday.
What did they do? What did they do?
We had the beer bust, and I was up at parties from 1 p.m. until almost 10 o'clock last night.
1 p.m. Oh, yeah, that's when the Patriots versus Giants.
Yep.
How did that go? Did everybody go crazy when the Giants won? Okay. Well, I'm here. I'm still catching some beads. It's the middle of Monday night, and we still have a lot of beads being thrown here. We're at the
Where are you flashing to get beads thrown at you?
What?
Where are you flashing to get beads thrown at you?
I don't know. I'm not doing anything. They're just throwing stuff at me.
Oh, they're just people right down close. They're like, oh, look, that's a little short Asian guy. Don't beat at him.
Uh-huh. I'm not doing anything nasty or anything. But
Where's Mike? What is he flashing?
He's not flashing anything either. So we just raise your hands, scream. This is not Bourbon Street, okay? This is just on the suburbs. In the Yeah, so that's the way they just throw stuff, and the parade is not in the quarter, so we have to walk about a mile or two just to get to the area where we're doing right now. But it's pretty fun. And there's a lot of food on the road. There's some king cakes, hot dogs, sausages, chicken on stick. And there are about thousands and thousands of people here. Yeah. Oh, we saw Hulk Hogan the other day. Hulk Hogan. Yeah, he looked very... Huh? No, I can't give him an interview because he's high up there on the on the float. So you can't really say anything, or they just keep throwing They keep throwing the beads. That's about it. Yeah. Mhm. Anyway, so No, James Gandolfini. We did see the Go-Go's, and you watch Law and Order, SVU. Yeah. The guy there is what's his name? Christopher Meloni. He's the
yeah.
He's one of the guys. He gained weight. He's kind of chubby.
Oh, he was hot when he was doing Honors.
Oh, really? Yeah. So yeah, he's one of the floats. We saw the Go-Go's, saw the Doobie Brothers, and we also saw what's his name? The one who played Chewbacca. You might like this. There's this float. It's the Star Wars float, and the one who played Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew.
Yeah,
but he's so, you know, thin and frail, but he's one of the guys in the float. So he was surrounded by stormtroopers. He would have liked that. I'll show you the pictures. I'll put it online or something.
Okay.
So what's gonna happen with the Louis skit? Is everybody ready?
I guess so. We got rehearsal tomorrow night at 8:30. So.
Oh, that's
right. If not, we gotta be done. So.
Oh, okay. So. Oh, yeah, that's
hopefully,
right.
Tomorrow night, we can just run through it a couple times, non-stop, and be good to go, so.
Okay. I'm excited to see the video. You know, we'll probably talk about that next week, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, yeah, next, everybody listening out there, the next episode is going to be probably live at Louis. Right now, we're doing here, recording here at Mardi Gras, and Ray's in Houston. I'm in New Orleans. And
Ray's recording live from his
Oh, okay. Very comfy, huh? Yeah, I couldn't Skype with you right now because I'm in the middle of catching bees right now, so should be exciting. Well, anyway, I just wanted to call and check up on the Hubert dad.
My dad is tired.
Yeah. You're busy at work today, huh? Well,
it was an okay weekend. You know, Friday night I was out late because I took one of the girls to Sonny's Corner Pocket to partake of the festivities, and we had a good time there, and so by the time I got them home, got my butt home, it was 3:30 in the morning, so Saturday I was just really lazy.
How about the party?
Tony's on it, so.
Okay. How did it go? I mean, how many went to the Super Bowl party?
To the Beer Bus?
Yeah, the Beer Bus.
60 people there all together, I'd say.
60? That's a lot.
We made some good tips and stuff, and made Mr. Tony some money, so hopefully I'll be good, and hopefully we'll get more and more people every month.
Yeah. Yeah, so everybody there listening in the Houston area, yeah, come to Beer Bust. So when is it all, when will it be all the time now? Every...
First Sunday of every month, from 3 to 7 p.m. At 20 Corner Pocket on the patio.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
A dollar draft.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
We should do that. I should go there on a Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon.
One of our podcasters was there with us, Mr. Johnny Lee. He came and graced us in his presence for a while before he took off and went out with Gary's.
Oh, that's right. I think they watched the last 20 minutes of the show there at Gary's. Shout out, Gary. Thank you for holding a party. And yeah. Sorry, Gary, can't make it either. I'm in New Orleans. Yeah. There's so many people here. My God, so many thousands of people just catching beads. I'm getting tired. I'll tell you honestly, I'm tired already. It's been 3 straight days that I've been catching beads, walking, and walking on the sidewalk. No, I just did that at the... I just did that at, I went to Lafitte's, but I didn't go naked or anything. But there were people who were showing their dicks, and oh my God, you could burp those dicks. I mean, put them on your shoulder and burp it. Pretty big. Uh-huh. But I didn't do anything. They got beads. They were the ones who got beads. Uh-huh. But anyway, okay, so I'm gonna let you go. You go sleep, and I'll probably, I'll catch you within this week, probably on Thursday for the Louis. Where's it going to be on Louis? The first day is Thursday, right?
Yep, first day is Thursday, and we'll be signed up at EJ's and getting registered, and then the Bears will have their cocktail party that night, and then I think Friday night's Mary's, Saturday's BLV and Luke.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to the show shows. I'm going to take videos from there. So, okay. Well, okay, so you have a good night, and I will catch you when I get back to Houston, okay?
Okay,
I will. Good night. Oh, okay. I'll wrap him up for you. All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Later. Bye.
Now, I've expected this one better than one guy.
Hey everyone, this is Nard, and we are podcasting here in New Orleans during Mardi Gras. And joining me is my partner Mike. Hi Mike.
Hey.
And our friend from Austin, George. Hi George.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, great. Yeah, we were at the parades. Well, we've been here. Mike and I have been doing the parade since
Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday. Mm-hmm. We were doing it since Saturday, and we went to the... What's the parade again?
Tonight?
Endymion, Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, Endymion, yeah.
Endymion, Saturday. Well, before that, actually, Friday, we hanged out with Andre. Andre at the John Paul's, is a new bar in front of
Phoenix.
Of the Phoenix on Elysian Fields. And that's where the bear group is. What are the names? New Orleans Bears and Bear Trappers. Mm-hmm. They were doing their a beer bus there, and it's the first time they did it there, I think, because it's kind of new, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we were there, we hanged out with Andre, got to meet Andre for the first time. I've been chatting with Andre at LiveJournal, and we got to meet each other at John Paul's. I like the bar, even though it's not small at all, it's pretty big. We went around, right? We went to the second floor and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're turning now. Okay.
We're going straight.
We're not going straight. Gaily forward. Okay, so yeah, we went to John Paul's. That's Friday night. And then on Saturday, we got to go to the Endymion Parade. But it was... That's in the evening, right?
Well, we went to Tux.
The Tux. That's where we saw...
Christopher Maloney.
That's what you missed. You should have gone, George.
Oh, was it really good?
Yeah.
I wanted to go.
And Christopher Maloney is he's pretty cute. He's got a little chubbier.
Chris yeah. Maloney.
Yes.
Maloney, right?
From Maloney from
Oz.
From Oz.
Yes.
Yes.
He was
it's from
there?
Oz.
Oh my God.
He was there, and he was a little chubby this time, chubbier than usual, and he was wearing this weird wig and hat and I don't know. At first, we didn't recognize him. I had to wing it.
Well, I didn't see him because I think he was in the porta potty when the float went by where I was. You were down the street taking pictures. You had gone down to the porta potties down at the end of the street.
Uh-huh.
And so the float came by me, and it's like there was one guy sitting on the float. And it's like, that is not Christopher Maloney.
Oh, yeah. It's supposed to be the king of Tux, right? And then later on, about probably a few minutes after, that's where Christopher Maloney went down. Well, went up, actually.
Who?
No, he didn't go on.
You said he went down.
No, he didn't. But yeah, I took pictures of him, and he's pretty cute. And yeah, I don't know. He was just doing his usual throwing the beads stuff. Anyway, after that, we went to see. Was it the same parade? No, Endymion. And then Endymion parade.
The other side of the city for that.
Yeah, we got to see the Go-Go's and Doobie Brothers. Actually, we didn't see the Doobie Brothers. I only saw the Go-Go's. So what do you think of Belinda?
Belinda's aging.
She's really aging. Okay.
In the Doobie Brothers, was Michael McDonald there?
They were on the other side. They were on the same float with the Go-Go's, so they were on the other side.
The other side.
We were on the Go-Go side.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I got beads from Jane Wheedland, so that made my Mardi Gras.
I got Jane Wheedland's DNA too. Remember, we watched. Okay, the story there. We watched the Go-Go's at the House of Blues, and she was wiping herself with this white towel, and she threw it in the floor. And then, when the concert finished, I asked one of the bouncers if I could get the towel, and she gave it. So the guy gave it to me. So now I have Jane Weedland DNA. So we can that's gross, I guess. But anyway, you got Jane Weedland's beads. She gave you one. Anyway, so after that, who else did we see?
You saw Kevin Costner in that
parade. Oh, yeah, Kevin Costner in the same parade. Yeah. And he looked thinner. Well, I guess. When was the last time he made a movie? I don't know. But anyway, yeah, Kevin Costner was there. Nothing really spectacular. And then I also saw... I don't know if you saw him. Peter Mayhew. I was telling you about that, George, earlier, really, right?
Yeah.
It's Chewbacca, the one who played Chewbacca. He really looked so frail.
So is he tall? Real tall?
Well, he was sitting. He was sitting down and... he's pretty tall, I could tell. And there were these stormtroopers and the Sith lords walking around the car. So they were somewhat escorting him. So it was kind of weird. Anyway, I have pictures with him too. Anyway, so that's Saturday. And then Sunday, what did we do Sunday? Sunday,
you went to Bacchus with Mark.
Yeah, we went to Bacchus Parade. And what did we see? I'm trying to recall.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I saw Hulk Hogan. He looked very thin. Still, the face looks the same, only thinner. But he's got that goatee and doing his wrestling act, you know, raising his arms, whatever. And I don't know, nothing too good either. I was really tired back then. So I didn't want to go. I didn't want to... Mark didn't feel good either, so we had to go back. Yeah. And you had to watch... Oops. I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, I have to watch the Super Bowl, and Mike is a very big Patriots fan. How do you feel?
Very depressed.
He's very depressed. I'm sorry, Mike. All you guys listening to this, and you are a Patriots fan, sorry. Well, I was kind of rooting for the Patriots, so. How about you, George?
I was a Patriots fan, too. But I have to admit, New York Giants did play a good game because they didn't let Tom Brady throw the ball at all.
Ah, they were very good defense, okay. Yeah,
their defense was really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, so, is this your first... No, you've been to Mardi Gras before.
I've been to two other Mardi Gras before.
Okay. And this time, you really got to catch a lot of beads. I didn't catch much beads that you guys had.
We went to two parades tonight, Proteus.
And oh, tonight, yeah. We had two parades.
Proteus and Orpheus.
Yeah.
And then we saw Elio Castroneves from Indy 500. Mm-hmm. And we got beads from him. And
I think he threw me some beads. I got beads from him, too.
Who else?
We saw Salt and Pepper.
Salt and pepper.
I got salt beads or pepper beads. I got one of them. I don't know who.
Oh, you don't know which? Okay.
Or maybe they were Spinderella beads. I don't know.
Wow. You guys are bead whores.
Uh-huh.
Especially Mike. No, George. George
had more. That was not a bead.
They see a cute face in the crowd. They want to throw beads. You know, what can you say?
Yeah. So tomorrow is going to be another day. We're going to do the... We're going to watch the Bourbon Street Awards. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll record from there. We'll see. Should be exciting. Anyway, we're on our way to drop off George. And then we're going to call it a night. It's a Monday night. It's a Mardi Gras night. And
Mardi Gras night.
Mardi Gras night. It's Lundi Gras. It's Monday. Okay. So we're going to go head home. And we'll see you tomorrow, right, George?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, guys. Probably we'll record. Watch out for some pictures and videos. I'll post it on the website, okay? Go to bearpodcast.com. And thanks, guys. And thanks for hanging around with me, Ray.
Hanging
around with me. Okay. 1 hour.
Now look at it, guys.
It's an awesome view here. Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be out tonight. To watch the police run everybody off.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to come down.
I should do that. Anyway, so recording now. Okay. Recording now, okay. So, hey guys, Nardigan here. We are here in Bourbon Street, I guess. We're in the...
We're on Bourbon Street.
We're on Bourbon Street, of course. Oh, yeah. And I'm here. Joining me here is Ed. My best friend, actually. And we're here at the Panda Bear, the second floor. Wait, I'm going to record the little outside noise. You guys can hear that. We're actually at the balcony. By the balcony. You can hear the noise at Bourbon Street. Okay, so how are you? How are you, Ed? I haven't seen you for weeks, I think.
Tired as hell. You know, I work a lot during Mardi Gras, so...
Yeah, that's right. So, how's Mardi Gras? I mean, this is really busy. I guess I know it's busy, but...
It's less people, but the money's been good for us this year, which is a good thing, you know. And less trouble. We haven't had any trouble. I hadn't had to beat nobody down this year.
Ah, okay.
Even though we did catch one person... peeing in our dressing room.
There's one this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's always one.
Because that would have been a beatdown, of course.
Oh.
But I'm a very nice guy.
Yeah, I know. Ed is very nice. But don't mess with him, okay? If you guys listen to the very first part of the show, we usually do an ad on Average Male Magazine. He's the voice talent for that. Ed is the...
What's up?
Okay, so yeah, we're here to to talk about your stores here in on Bourbon Street.
Okay.
So first of all, let's talk about Bourbon Street Tees. That's the one that's been here for how long?
We've been in business about 13 years. My partner Robert opened it. I don't even remember the year. I think it was 94, 95.
Oh. Okay.
And we just you know, just try to expand it and everything and try to just make it better than all our competition.
Oh, yeah.
We carry, you know, all the lingerie. We supply all the dancers here up. We're in the straight section, so we're not too gay orientated, but, you know, we do have some things up there at Bourbon Strip Tees that men like to wear. In fact, if you go down to the Ozen Pub and watch the male dancers, 9 out of 10 they're wearing our drawers or products, as you can see.
Actually, I do remember getting a product from your store. One of the I don't know. Something phallic I got from your store.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so it's been there for how long? Since 94.
About 14 years.
Yeah, and it's mainly straight. I understand it's in the straight area. Mm-hmm. But, of course, it's open to anyone.
Open to anyone. I mean, we're gay. We can't ban gay people. No gays allowed.
No gays. No, I'm
kidding. No.
Gays cannot come in. We can go in. It's funny. There's another Filipina lady working there. Rimi.
Yes, Rimi been there.
If Rimi's listening to this, yeah, tell her to listen to this.
Okay.
Rimi, hi. Shout out, Rimi. Okay.
Rimi loves Mannered.
Uh-huh. Okay, so, yeah, that's the one. And the one you opened just 2007, right?
Yes.
You have a new one. What is it?
The new one is Panda Bears, where we at.
Yep.
We just acquired it. It was our competition, and we acquired it from...
Okay.
Yeah. So now, you know, just trying to change it around and everything, trying to work the leather. Even though I wore leather and everything, I just my first time trying to sell it, so it's not as easy as I thought it would be, but... Don't worry, I'll be at IML looking at
all
the...
Oh, you are? Yes, you can have a booth there?
No, I'm not going to have a booth because I'm going to just to peep out what people are wearing. So when decadence come around, I should have all the new and good products, you know, because I want to see what people are wearing, talk to some of the vendors and see how can I get some of these products in and make, you know, for decadence, just show people, hey, you know, we have a thing going here and I can sell male leather, you know.
Yeah, you know, Mike and I are planning to go to, I don't know yet, I have to convince Mike, we don't know if we have the budget for that, to go to Chicago for IML and Bear Pride, because at the same time, right?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go to
IML. Me and Mike
IML.
Went.
You guys went?
Yeah, in fact, we stayed in a room together, many years ago.
So, yeah, IML is one of the best... leather, I think, get together.
It's good. I have a fun time, you know, every time I go, you know, like I said, I'm just going right now. It's going to be, even though it's going to be the same thing, but now I'm more into the business side of it when I get there to see what are people wearing, where can I get this product from, because it hasn't been as easy as dealing with the lingerie and the dancewear, because I know where to go and get that, and I just don't know where to go and get it. The leather from. I tried to deal with one company, Nasty Pig, and
I don't know.
I know, but he didn't seem like he wanted to put the product on Bourbon Street, man. You know,
he doesn't know what he's missing.
Well, the thing about it, I could have used this whole product line. I was just going to pretty much do all the men's stuff was going to be Nasty Pig because I wear it and I love the way it looks.
Yeah.
But, you know, it never happened.
For one thing, okay, if it's going to be Sudden Decadence, this is your territory.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to, because people who are into leather, they would come to come here, yeah. And, it's in the second floor. Where is it exactly located?
So I'm at 415 Bourbon Street. And don't worry, if y'all come down for Decadence, I'm going to have the flags flying high and big.
They have a gay flag?
Oh. I'm going to have the gay, the bear, the leather,
oh, the
and
bear
the
flag.
Okay. flag. I'm going to have all four of them flying high.
Awesome. So right now, it's going to be Panda Bear. Website, where can people check this out? Very soon you're going to have Panda Bear, right?
Yes, okay. I will have a website because I've just been working on the store so much. I haven't really started up a website yet. But fellas, bear with me. It will be coming. You can email me at bourbonpandabear@aol.com.
Awesome. How about Bear 411? Do you have a bear profile?
Oh, yeah. On Bear 411, I'm trouble. Causing trouble, baby.
It's so easy, guys. Trouble, okay? If you go search Bear 411, it's just trouble. It's simply trouble. So you can chat with him, ask him about his products, ask about stuff.
And my personal email is top4bears, top with two P's.
Okay, topforbears@aol.com.
Yeah,
you can bug him there. You can chat. Thank you very much, Ed. Next time we'll probably do this again when your website is up. Just let me know.
Yes, we'll do.
All right, so thank you. No Happy problem. Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras, everybody.
Okay.
All right, that was a fun Mardi Gras. Yeah, I caught a lot of beads. Okay, I'm going to read some emails. Here's an email from Ormi from Coma SF. Okay, we were wondering if any of you are coming to IBR. We're looking for a group to podcast from our party, Candy 3 Sugar Crash. And you can go to candy3.com for more info on that. Okay, the night of February 15th, that's during the IBR weekend. I know you guys have been having a good go of things, and we thought you might want to jump in. Free admittance and a Tiffany interview are in the cards. This is our last candy party. Wow, last candy party. And you guys have always supported us, and we really appreciate it. Also, as always, can you plug the party on our upcoming shows? On your upcoming shows? It would be great. Yeah, I'm plugging you guys. So, go to candy3.com. You can have if you guys are at RBR, you can go on February 15th. Actually, during IBR, I'll be there on February 14th, that Thursday, and I'm going to watch a feature and villain band. Glenn and Patrick's going to play there, and I'm going to watch them. I'm going to probably record from there. So watch out for videos from that event. Okay, next up, from Marvin from Ursus at Large podcast. Okay, he says here, hey guys, thanks for the plug. Always appreciates. And I just want to say, send my sympathy to Roy. No, to Ray, actually. It should be Ray. Oh, well. Ray is the one who's sick on the last episode. He was not feeling well. And he says that I've got the same crud, and it's been annoying the crap out of me. And for 3 weeks now, I had antibiotics, and I hope we both feel better soon. Yeah. Well, I hope you feel better soon, Marvin. And yeah, check him out, guys. Orses at Large podcast. And right now, he's my new friend in MySpace. So you can go to myspace.com/Orses at Large and check Marvin out there. Okay. All right. Next up, shout out to PJ in Manila. Yeah, I've been chatting with him lately on Yahoo IM, and he's a pretty nice guy. I like him. And maybe when Mike and I visit Manila on August, we can meet up. Yeah, so yeah, this reminds me. Around August, that's where Mike and I are planning to go to Manila. So any of you guys from Manila, from the Philippines, yeah, meet us there in Manila. Okay, continue on. I got an email from Michael West. Yeah, they're doing Bearpalooza, so I got an email from him, and Bearpalooza is coming up soon, and they have a big lineup here. Okay, who are in the current roster right now? Mike Ader, Troy Rusnak, Big Nug, of course, Big Nug, Naked, Lil Fuzz, Freddie Freeman, Max Christopher, Tommy Johns, Kendall, Charlie Brown, Charlie K. Brown, okay, Roger Mapes, formerly Yolanda, of course, Michael West is going to be performing too, Stephen Gelman, Josh Zuckerman, Ron Morris, Toshio Mana, Martin Swinger, Ernie Lejoy, The Future Villain Band. Yeah, I'm going to see them on February 14th. Gordon Michaels, Swin Dunbar, Grady Chalice, and Don Harvey. So yeah, it's good to have it's a new lineup. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. So he says here, we are incredibly excited and also so proud to have so many new artists joining the Bearpalooza family. Over the years, we have so appreciated the support you have always given to Bearpalooza. It has meant to the world to not only us, but the entire roster of artists who have performed. Well, we are writing to ask again for your support this year. We are currently looking for media affiliates from various media outlets within the community. Yep, we here at Bear Podcast support Bearpalooza 100%, so I'll have to see the schedule and see if I can podcast on location, wherever they're going to do it. Okay, so for more info, go to bearpalooza.com. Okay, here's an event from the UK. UK Bearfest 2008, Blackpool, United Kingdom, in February 22nd. Okay, the first ever Bearfest of 2008 is taking place in Blackpool at Trades Bar on Queensland in Blackpool, Lancashire. Following the major success of our recent Oktoberfest. Trades Bar is a very cruisy, men-only club that comfortably holds 380 bears, cubs, and their admirers. Facilities include cruisy dark rooms, showers, large dance area, dark atmosphere with plenty of dry ice. What? Dry ice? Okay. Large, well-stocked bars, pool table, changing facilities, fantastic laser lighting and state-of-the-art music sound and sound system, and we also have an enclosed outdoor area to cool down and chill. The theme for our weekend is rugby kit. Yeah, guys in rugby uniforms. We would appreciate if you guys could wear a rugby top or a rugby bottom. What does it look like? Rugby top, rugby bottom. Okay, or whatever dress as you please. Jeans and trainers are welcome. Hairy guys can go topless. Fantastic prizes for the hunkiest guy in his rugby top or rugby kit. Changing facilities available on request. Please request this when you arrive at Trades Bar. So for more info, go to tradesbar.co.uk. Okay, so I'm going to wrap the show up. Before I go, I'm going to do a big shout out to Andre. And I've been hanging out with him for the past days during the Mardi Gras weekend. He's a really nice guy. He's a dream writer on LiveJournal. I chat with him there. I chat with him. I've been talking to him lately at the bars when we were here during Mardi Gras. So shout out, Andre. Thank you for hanging out with us. Okay, so guys, if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com or visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. And you can also leave your voice comments, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Go to myspace.com/bearpodcast and leave a review on iTunes. Yes, and also, if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Okay, in the next show, I'll be hanging out with Ray at Louie. So, for more info on that, go to louieweekend.com. Okay, thank you guys for listening. We'll catch you guys on the next episode. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.